Carpenter, Georgia came together last night for a vigil honoring the two teachers and two students who were killed at Appalachee High School. A 14-year-old has been charged with murder. His father is facing second-degree murder charges. And from Washington, this is NPR News.
From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. One person has been found dead in a Kansas City house fire. KCTV reports that firefighters responding to a call near Swope Park late last night found a house on fire and full of smoke. The Kansas City Fire Department bomb and arson team and the Kansas City Police Department are investigating. The identity of the victim has not yet been released. Black bear sightings are becoming more common in parts of Kansas, a major change for a species that's been extinct in the state for over a century. Kaylin Moore has this report.
Just like other large animals, black bears used to roam the prairies in Kansas, but eventually were pushed out by settlers. Kansas biologists now say they're popping up again in the southern corners of the state. Matt Peake is a biologist for the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks.
Even one or two a year now is a lot compared to none for 20 or 30 years.
And now conservation practices have allowed black bears to thrive in states bordering Kansas where they historically lived. Peake says it isn't yet clear whether the bears will decide to stay in Kansas. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Kaylin Moore in Liberal.
No injuries were reported after crews struck a natural gas pipeline outside Kansas City yesterday. KNBC reports that a construction crew from Southern Star Central Gas Pipeline struck the pipeline in Raymore, Missouri, yesterday morning, spewing natural gas into the air. A spokesperson for Southern Star said the company immediately activated its emergency response plan. We'll have a look at the forecast coming up after this.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Cigna Healthcare, a health benefits provider that advocates for better health through every stage of life. Learn more at Cigna.com. And listeners like you who donate to this NPR station.
Sunny skies today with highs in the mid-70s. Light winds from the northeast around 5 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight with lows in the upper 40s. For tomorrow, sunny and a little warmer with highs in the upper 70s. It's 59 degrees in Lawrence. From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
Are you still trying to scrounge up some change somewhere?
I have found about 75 cents in the bottom of my purse. Okay. Will that help?
That's good. Hey, that's 33 times two.
Every little bit helps.
2 days.
Now, I wanted to ask you, Kay, you listen every Saturday because you're here almost every Saturday. What's been your favorite story so far this morning that we've heard?
Oh, this morning.
While you're thinking about it, I'm going to mention mine.
Okay.
It's this whole thing about these astronauts that they keep telling
us. That's fascinating.
They keep telling us they're not stranded
coming home, and they didn't pack for a long trip.
They went for 8 days, and we think they might be there for 8 months. Now, maybe they're not stranded. They can get on the escape pod, but their ride just left outer space.
Decision was made.
And it landed last night in New Mexico at White Sands Space Harbor. I'm just fascinated by the fact that NASA and our international space partners have found a way to make this okay. They've got enough food coming, enough water, they've got enough clothing that this can happen and they're not really stranded. That's my takeaway. Kay, what do you got?
I think they're really stranded and they just don't want to say that. If this was a vacation of any sort, if this wasn't a work trip to the International Space Station, if, say, this was a work trip gone awry, mm-hmm. you'd say you were stranded.
Yeah, okay. Well, yeah. That's our take this morning on Weekend Edition Saturday. What do you think? Let us know when you call in with a pledge at 888-577-5268. We're only looking for $600 right now, but we need to get it quickly because we're going to return to the regular portion of Weekend Edition Saturday in just about 1 minute. So give us a call at 888-577-5268.
You know, as Jay has mentioned a couple of times this morning, you might be in a position to take care of that $600 right now. And we would be so grateful to you if you were able to do that. However, if a few people band together and give at our most popular giving level, $15 per month, if we have three or four of those, that will help us take care of that goal as well. So we are all in it together, and you can help us out by calling 888-577-5268.
And don't worry, we'll let you know if you pledge too much. We won't let you pledge more than you can afford. Just make the call, make the pledge right now at 888-577-5268. We thank you so much for listening. We thank you if you're an existing member. But we're looking for a few new members we're hoping to recruit. Pledge now at Kansas Public Radio.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. The U.S.
Of your means, or a woman of your means. Call us at 888-577-5268. We say thank you in advance. And if you're already a listener member, thanks for suffering through this pledge drive with us. We're trying to find new members this morning at KPR. New members. Give us a call. 888-577-5268. Enjoy your Saturday.
I am really sorry to see that music go away. Jay, thank you for bringing us a little ABBA this morning. From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR in Atchison 89.9, and K258BT in Manhattan at 99.5. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org, where you can make your pledge right now.
Support for KPR comes from the Yoga Center of Lawrence and their Yoga Basics 8-week series starting on September 12th that introduces the families of yoga poses and helps develop a consistent practice. Passes at yogacenteroflawrence.org.
But of course, most of our support comes from you, our listeners. We are in our fall membership drive right now. It's the perfect time to make your pledge of support between Weekend Edition Saturday and wait, don't tell me, NPR's news quiz coming up in just 1 minute here on Kansas Public Radio. We are continuing to take your calls at 888-577-5268 or again, pledge online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Liberty Hall and its 30th anniversary screenings of the Richard Linklater classic Dazed and Confused. All day September 29th. Tickets on sale starting September 12th at the Liberty Hall box office. Open every day from 1 to 9 p.m.
Don't be confused or dazed. It is our fall membership drive, the perfect time to make your pledge of support for Kansas Public Radio at kansaspublicradio.org. A quick look at our weather before we go to NPR's news quiz. Wait, don't tell me. Sunny skies today, highs in the mid-70s. Light winds from the northeast. For tomorrow, sunny again, highs a little warmer, near 79 degrees. It's 64 in Emporia, 64 in Lawrence, 65 degrees in Manhattan, 64 in Topeka. The time is 10 o'clock. Make your pledge now at kansaspublicradio.org.
From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. Forget about deep fakes, get some deep real. I'm Bill Curtis, and here is your host at the Studebaker Theater in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Bill.
Bob McWilliams. All of that programming comes to you and is made by the village that is Kansas Public Radio and its member listeners. You can join that village. You don't even have to leave home. Just call 888-577-5268 or pledge online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Someone just texted me, why is Bill Curtis on the KPR advisory board? I'll tell you why. He used to work here at this very fine radio station. Back in the 1960s, William Horton Curtis was a classical music announcer on what was then called KANU Radio. We still call it that once in a while, but for the most part, we are Kansas Public Radio because we are bigger and better than we were back in 1952. Over the years, we've added transmitters in Emporia, Junction City, Chanute. We've got translators in Atchison and Manhattan. In fact, Daryl, we've got two FM frequencies right here in Lawrence, FM 91.5 and FM 96.1. We're all over the map with these frequencies. And you're listening, so why not call right now and make a contribution? 888-577-5268.
Also, two frequencies in Manhattan, the Little Apple, where you can hear KPR1 and KPR2.
If you got on a regular FM radio.
That's right. If you got a digital radio, you can get KPR2 as well, wherever you are, in Emporia, Junction City, and right here in Lawrence. 888-577-5268 from the University of Kansas, your place to find NPR News. Is Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Oldsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. You can also stream online at kansaspublicradio.org, or better yet, my favorite way, just to yell at your smart speaker. You yell at your smart speaker, don't you? I do. Just say, play Kansas Public Radio, and they'll play it. So what could be better? All of that made possible by the investments of the listener members here at Kansas Public Radio. Got less than 30 seconds to convince you to call that number or to go to that web address and pledge your support.
If you like Bill Curtis, if you like the weekly quiz, then you like Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. Reach out now and touch us with a contribution. You can make it online at kansaspublicradio.org or simply give us a call, 888-577-5268.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. On this
health through every stage of life. Learn more at Cigna.com. And listeners like you who donate to this NPR station.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Oldsburg Junction City. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. The next hour of Bullseye will be brought to you pledge-free, but we're still taking your pledges right now at our website, kansaspublicradio.org, and on the KPR app.
It's Bullseye. I'm Jesse Thorne. In show, mid-interview from a Bay Area rap legend. Which one? Well, the answer will be revealed to those who keep listening. It's Bullseye from MaximumFun.org and NPR.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. Online at kansaspublicradio.org, where you can pledge your support during our fall membership drive. Support for Bullseye on KPR comes from KU Theater and Dance, featuring KU students in musicals, comedy, contemporary drama, and dance, staged at Murphy Hall. Season lineup and tickets at kutheater.com. And from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu. Sunny skies today. We're looking at highs around 75 degrees. It's 69 in Lawrence, 67 in Manhattan.
Hi, I'm Stacy Molsky, director.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, 91.5 Lawrence and 90.3 Chanute. Online at kansaspublicradio.org, where we're continuing to take your pledges during our fall membership drive. Support for Bullseye on KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming the Queen's Cartoonists, where live jazz meets projections of classic cartoons. Saturday, September 21st, 7 p.m. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu.
and from KTWU Channel 11, local public television, where arts, entertainment, educational, and informational programming is offered daily. Details on the web at ktwu.org. KTWU Channel 11, local public television.
Hi, I'm Stacey Molsky.
Tyrese and Ian Frazier, respectively. Boy, was Tyrese excited to be at that WBEZ studio. It's out on the water there in Chicago. He thought that was the coolest thing in history. We get booking help from Mara Davis. Our interstitial music is by DJW, also known as Dan Wally. Our theme song is called Huddle Formation, written and recorded by the Go Team. Thanks to them and to their label Memphis Industries. Bullseye is on Instagram, where we have pictures from behind the scenes and videos and more. Find us there at Bullseye with Jesse Thorne. We are also on Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook. And hey, go subscribe to our YouTube channel, because we are posting video of our interviews there. Go look there. You can watch the show there. You can share it with friends. Just search for Bullseye with Jesse Thorne. Both of this week's interviews on full video on our YouTube page. Go check it out. I think that's about it. Just remember, all great radio hosts have a signature sign-off.
Bullseye with Jesse Thorne is a production of MaximumFun.org and is distributed by NPR.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for Bullseye on KPR comes from the Lead Center and the KU School of Music, presenting the KU Symphony Orchestra with Vincent Gardner and Michael Davidson on trombones, Wednesday, September 25th, 7:30 p.m. Tickets are at lead.ku.edu. And, of course, support for Kansas Public Radio comes from you, our listeners. You've got lots of reasons to tune into Kansas Public Radio on a Saturday. Maybe it's This American Life, Bullseye, Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, or Weekend Edition Saturday. Lots of reasons to tune into KPR. What's your reason? We'd love to know when you pledge your support at kansaspublicradio.org. Again, This American Life coming up next here on Kansas Public Radio. A quick look at our forecast for this lovely weekend, whether you're out and about heading to the Kansas State Fair or just enjoying a day out and about. It's a beautiful day out there. Sunny skies, highs today around 75 degrees, light winds from the northeast. Clear skies overnight tonight, lows in the upper 40s. Sunny for tomorrow, just a little bit warmer with highs almost at 80 degrees. It's 69 in Emporia, 72 in Lawrence, 71 in Topeka.
From WBEZ Chicago, it's a pledge drive edition of This American Life. I'm Ira Glass.